I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Enough is enough. After two Boko Haram suicide bombing attacks this week, Chad means business, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
The government of Chad has declared a state of emergency in that region right along the Nigerian border. This gives the authorities the right to restrict the movement of people and vehicles. It gives them the right to search homes and recover arms.
Now that Boko Haram is part of the Islamic State, they're in Nigeria, Niger, Chad, Cameroon, also in Libya, Syria, and Iraq. And everybody's working from the same playbook. But there is a remnant church in this region, and they're taking this fight to the heavens.
Pray for encouragement. Pray that they won't lose hope. Pray that they will have opportunities to be a witness for Christ, even as they're persecuted.
On a separate note, it only takes a few dollars to make a difference. So why not make a difference this Christmas? Mark Lucky of Every Child Ministries.
We have over 400 kids in our sponsorship program. Honestly, every one of them has a difficult life. And we do what we can all year to help them. But there's nothing harder for kids to go through than the Christmas season without being able to celebrate.
That's why ECM throws an annual Christmas party.
Every one of our sponsored kids and our staff can enjoy a Christmas party, receive a simple gift, maybe a blanket, a dress, or a shirt. We tell them again the story of the baby Jesus and his arrival on earth. And you can only imagine how big the smiles are, how loud the laughs are.
Get details on how you can help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.